contact us at P.O. Box 3371, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. Or feel free to contact us at
662-704-0630. Again, 662-704-0630.
And until our next broadcast, remember, the devil has not forced a chain that the power of God cannot break. Until our next broadcast, God bless you. From Bishop Kenny Townsend
and Minister Mildred Townsend.
Tell somebody, say, you stand. Yeah, Lord, yeah.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Hi, this is Pastor Arthur LaValle with Kingdom Life Fellowship Community Ministry, welcoming you to another opportunity to transform your life. Did you know that you possess the power and the responsibility to determine your future and destiny? Did you know that you are the sum total of the choices and decisions you make every day? However, the ability for you to make the right decisions for a life that will lead to your God-given destiny depends on your quality of knowledge. Self-development demands self-discipline. It is our desire to see your life transformed by the messages on these broadcasts. Prepare to receive as we join this opportunity to grow and expand, as we inspire you and motivate you to achieve your greatest in God's purpose for your life. Sit back now and listen to a message that is designed to destroy ignorance and empower you to become an effective human on this planet as you inspire others to reach their maximum potential. Let us join the seminar in progress.
Persecuted. Hallelujah. But not hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. What a mighty God we serve. Father, we thank you, Lord. We enter your gates with thanksgiving, Father, and we come into your courts with praise. And Father, we come into this radio broadcast, Father, into your sanctuary, Lord, into that place, Father, where we can hear from you. With a desire, Father, to go, Father. There's a going on in you, Father. All the way past the gates, past the courts of praise, past the holy place, the sanctuary, the church services. All the way into your very presence, my Father. Lord, that's our desire. To get back to where we come from. To get back in your presence, Father. To get back in Eden. To get back in that atmosphere, in that environment, in that place that you have for us, Father. That's our desire, Lord, to come boldly to your throne of grace and obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need, Father. And what an honor and what a privilege that you would summons us into your very presence, my Father. Help us to understand, Father, not just what you're doing, but why. So that we might know, Lord, purpose. Your purpose for our life, your plan for our life, your desire for our life. That we might know you, Father. Jesus, who you sent, and all of the power that's available to us. That yoke destroying, burden removing power. That Holy Ghost power. That power that opened blind eyes and unstopped deaf ears and caused the lame to walk and the dumb to talk. A power that raises the dead to life again, Father. That we might know you, Father, in that way, Lord. Spirit, soul, and body. In that honor, Father, that we may open spiritual blind ears, that we may unstop, cause the spiritual lane to walk. Help us to to walk upright before you, to walk pleasing in your sight. Our lame legs, Father, that cause us to fall short of the mark, Lord, in our walk of life. Help us, Lord. Heal our crippled legs that we might walk in your righteousness, pleasing unto you, Father. The apple of your eye. And Lord, you may unstop death ears, Lord, that can't hear what you're saying. Ears, Father, that don't hear you speaking. Ears that don't hear your word. Unstop our death ears, Father. And Lord God, not only are we deaf, but we dumb too, Father. We talk. Our talk is all the way around different from the way you talk, Lord. Change our tongues, Father, and let it be in the spirit realm, great tongues of fire that will fall upon all of us, Father, that cause us to stop talking the way we talking and talk the way you talk. Say what you say. Be in agreement, Father, in aligning and articulating out of our hearts and out of our mouth what thus said the Lord. Father, those who are dead in trespasses and sin, who don't know you in the pardon of their sin, and don't know of your grace and mercy, Father, that you've already provided salvation for all mankind, Lord, a gift. Those who are dead, Lord, to that. Send your word, Father, and raise the dead, Lord, so that they too may have life, Father, and that they too may have fellowship with us, Lord. Don't let a one be lost, Father. Everyone that's under the sound of my voice, Father, don't let a one be lost, my Father. Save, Lord. Heal, Lord. Deliver, Lord. Provide for, Lord. And Father, we ask that, Lord, you would teach us. For you said your people are being destroyed for a lack of knowledge. That you would enlighten the eyes of our understanding, that you would fill us with the knowledge of your will, with all wisdom and spiritual understanding, Father. Spiritual understanding, Father. Not just man leaning on our five sense reasonings, Lord, and our own understanding. But that, Lord, we may know how to acknowledge you in all our ways and allow you to direct our paths, Father. Help us to not just know what you're doing, Lord, but why you're doing it. Help us to understand, Father, what you're doing. That's our desire. That's our prayer, Father. Now, as you usher us into your very presence, Lord, I ask now that you speak to our hearts. Whatever you have to do, Lord, if you have to rebuke us, if you have to reprove us, if you have to chastise us, it don't matter. Whatever you have to do, Lord, as long as you don't ever take your spirit away from us, as long as we don't ever be disconnected, Lord, from you. And I have your way, Father, on this broadcast, and I humble myself under your mighty hands. And I would ask, Lord, that you would use me to minister to all of those who are under the sound of your voice, that they may hear, Father, not just what I say, but what you say to them about what I say, so that they might know you, Father. That they might know you, Lord. Holy Ghost, you're welcome. Have your way. In the mighty name of Jesus, so shall it be. Amen. Amen, amen. Hey, listen, what an honor, as always. I say this all the time, but I don't think you know. You might not. Well, I'm sure you don't. The magnitude that it's a tremendous honor. I don't even have words to express how much of an honor that God would allow me to come up on this radio broadcast, man. And those of you who would hear or under the sound of my voice, that you would give me the opportunity to minister to you. Not what I think, not what I say, not my opinion. To share with you, boy, the love of God. Boy, that's the greatest of all. I don't care what. The greatest of all. That overcomes all. That's more powerful than all. It don't matter what you're going through on this earth. It don't matter about all these circumstances, situations, something. It don't matter about this government. It don't matter about none of that, boy. That's something that supersedes all of that. Boy, that's the love of God. The love that God has for his children. Who is his children? All mankind. And all those who men are not, who are living and acting like the children of the devil, they don't know. They don't know, man, you know, because perhaps nobody ain't told them. And probably nobody ain't told them because they don't know. Boy, the love of God. That's an honor and a privilege. You know, that love covers, when I say this, sometimes people misunderstand me. The Bible says the love of God covers a multitude of sins. You know what that means? All your sins. That don't mean give you no license to sin. To say, you know, love of God gonna cover all my sins, that ain't what that's saying. And listen, boy, it'll cleanse you from all your sins, and not only to cleanse you from all your sins, it'll bring you out of all your sins. If you knew how much God loved you, if you really experienced the love of God and everything else, you won't want to sin. You want to love God. You want to love him back. That's the object of love, to be loved. So God showered his love upon us. God can't expect us to love him and do all that and everything else without him first loving us. The Bible says he first loved us. And to the degree, why? To the degree that while we were yet in our sins, Jesus hung, bled, and died. What you mean, Arthur? Boy, he cleansed us from all unrighteousness. For what purpose, Arthur? So that we can come like what we prayed. All the way past the gates, all the way past the course of praise, all the way past our church service, all the way past this government, this world system that we live in, all the way past all of that, man, all the way into the very presence of the Lord. Well, when you get in that place right there, it don't matter what's going on, man. Everything is all right. I'm going to say that one more time. In that place, it don't matter what's going on, man. You can know that you know that you know that you know beyond any shadow of a doubt that everything is all right. Why? Because you know your life is hid in Christ. You know that you're in his hand. You know that, man, even death, Lord, I got to bow down to you. Jesus said, hey, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up in 3 days. And boy, in 3 days, he raised it up. And then he turned around and said, hey, listen, see that, y'all? Talking to all of us, yeah. That's your inheritance. That same thing going to happen to you. That's the same thing you can do. That's who you are. Death don't have no more power over you either. You're going to die physically, but boy, I'm talking about you ain't got to wait no 3 days, man. Lord, you're going to rise instantly. Hallelujah. Why? Because, boy, if you knew the love of God, the love of God, his greatest attributes, man, is eternal life, everlasting life. God so loved the world. I'm not talking about this earth. I'm talking about the arrangement and the pattern and the system and the operation and the government that he set up upon the earth. At first. Maybe the church might not know about that. God so loved the world. What? The arrangement, the pattern of operation, the system, the government, the ruling authority that he set up on the earth. See, God set up a world on the earth first. The world that we have here and that we're living in here today in this pattern, this system of operation, this government, that's the result, man, of mankind falling from the original world down into our world here, what we live in here today. But that's corruption and everything. It don't matter what it is. That's some corruption in all of us. There's some shortcomings in all of us, man. But boy, if you get comfortable in that shortcoming, man, you're going to sink back and back and back. Those shortcomings and nothing that he wants us to know is to reveal to us, man, what authority.